This is Ethically Speaking.
Last week, we asked for your help with the following ethical question.
Ethics asks us to consider our actions. What role does fate play in influencing these actions? Share with us a time when an ethical decision seemed fated, seemed beyond your control.
You sent us these responses.
From Missoula, often our behavior is influenced by non-volitional factors, but this cannot become an excuse for giving up personal moral responsibility. We, in fact, have no choice but to act as if we make moral choices freely. Also from Missoula, even when I feel compelled to do the right thing, I still don't consider such urges as determined by fate. Is it fate that prevents me from cheating on my spouse, from not sneaking into a movie? And what do philosophers have to say?
Blaming what happens on fate means that we don't have control over what we do. Fate implies that we don't have free will. Rather, our choices are determined by factors beyond our control.
Free will is the term that philosophers use in deciding how to hold people responsible for their actions. If people operate out of free will, then they may be blamed or praised for their actions. If an action is not voluntary, then it's not right to hold them accountable.
There's a continual tension between our actions being determined by factors outside of our control and at the same time our ability to make choices. It's paradoxical but true that determinism and free will operate in us at the same time.
A recent case for analysis is Rush Limbaugh's admission of addiction to a pain medication. Addiction is one of those factors that remove a person's ability to exercise free will. However, free will was involved in his decision to initially take the drug, and within his addiction, Limbaugh has made the free will decision to admit his problem and seek the help he needs.
So addiction illustrates how factors can get in the way of one's free will, and the choice to overcome an addiction illustrates that free will can struggle against determinism. It may be overwhelming to think that my every little choice has some effect on me in the future. But it's also comforting to think that we're continually creating ourselves, that there's always the opportunity for growth and change.
And here is next week's topic. There are many laws that are meant to protect us from ourselves. Examples are seatbelt laws, helmet laws, and laws prohibiting the importation of pharmaceuticals. All ostensibly keep individuals from harming themselves. Would you call these laws a violation of liberty?
Respond anonymously to this and other upcoming topics at our website, ethicallyspeaking.org.
This show is produced by the Practical Ethics Center at the University of Montana. Music by Eric Hutchins.
I'm Denny Elliott.
And I'm Dean Ritz for Ethically Speaking.